Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Previously on The Offensive.
The offensive has failed. I wanted to be playing in Europe by season two, and we're not. I'm selling the club, Patrick.
Sorry, you're selling Ashwood.
Unless this first season can hit the target I expected, she's gone.
Amadou is through one-on-one with Schmeichel. Amadou's going to have a go, and he's done it. He's done it. Leicester's surely out for the count here.
If the first phase is achieved on Sunday, then I can't sell. It's as simple as that.
He said we should throw the full game.
Throw the game.
As in losing, Alex. Lose the game.
I'm just checking to see if you're still working for us.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jess.
Oh, don't you? Why did you meet with Ed Woodward?
Oh, fuck.
Woody, hi. It's me. Game is about to start. Rod just wants some clarification on some points to make sure, you know, Operation Fuck-Up goes ahead.
Well, I've got to say thank you to the guys in the studio here. We've taken you this far. We've talked you through that bizarre lineup from Rod Meadows, no Emmanuel Riviere in goal, no Akin Adeyemi at centre-back, and a few young kids making their debut. We're ready to go live to the action. Your commentary team are Billy Richards, but first, John Champion.
Ashwood take to the field here at Dartley Park for the last time this season. European football within their grasp.
And I was known him. He was a wanker, a fat lying post-Tory banker.
God, the twat would shut the fuck up.
Wanker.
Why is his seat so close to a box?
Just ignore him. Your forehead rash is flaring up.
And I was known him. He was a wanker.
It's not even in the right key.
What is the right key?
Well, I'm not going to sing it for you. You know, why don't you just ask Barry Manilow down there?
Across the corporate floor, he works from 3 to 4. He's a nonce and fucks his mother. Who could ask for more?
Oh, do you hear that? Paedophile and having sex with my own mother, apparently.
I think he might have written these lyrics. He keeps referencing a sheet.
Oh, well, I'm glad we got that sorted. How long until the end of the half?
A minute of added time.
Oh, God, where's the ref got that from? We're just passing it around the back. Oh, I'm going to knock him out before full-time. Don't make me add your name to a list.
Threatening a woman. How noble.
I'm not threatening a woman. I'm threatening a demon of the underworld that happens to be in the body of a woman.
Well, it was this or a raven.
Yeah, well, you chose wisely. This is much scarier. God, I can't do this for another 45 minutes.
Yeah, it worked in the first half. We just need to make sure that the second half is goalless too.
What game? Him.
Who?
Tom Kearney. Who do you think?
Oh, the fan.
Yes, the fan. The fan who has spent the whole match facing me rather than the actual football.
It's a nil-nil draw against Fulham, Patrick. Can you blame him?
Right, that's half-time. OK, come on, Woody's going to be waiting.
Right.
Where is he?
Can't see him. What do you need him for, anyway?
I need him closer to pitch level. I can't be seen down there.
To do what? Run the line?
To be on Rod. Be a fucking presence from us.
Look at the other half-time scores, Patrick. This nil-nil puts us at 8th. We're safe. We're fine.
It's fucking fine. One goal and we're screwed.
Just when I thought that rash on your forehead couldn't get any bigger.
I've got a nice call from him.
From Woody?
Yeah, he's left a message.
Hiya, pal. It's me. I'm not going to be at the game today. I've got... I'm sort of on the cusp of something pretty big, and I didn't think me being there today would give you the right impression. I've had an offer, and it's a good one. So, you know, yeah. Anyway, pal, good luck with the game today. I hope you don't win. And I'll speak to you in the week.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, Patrick.
His name was Nolan. He was a...
Oh, who's let him in?
A fat lying bus story maker.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. It's half-time at Dartley Park in the final game of the season. Currently, the score is Ashwood 0, Fulham 0. With the other scores in the league, that would leave Ashwood in 8th, missing out on Europa League through goal difference. Head of Communications Jess Tate and Chief Executive Patrick Nolan are in discussions over the future of Ashwood's sporting director, Chris Woody Woodall.
Manchester United.
Yep.
The Red Devils.
Mm-hmm.
Newton Heath.
Are you going to keep doing this?
I can't understand why he'd do this to me.
You can't understand why he'd take a job at Man United?
Well, yeah.
They're one of the richest clubs on the planet.
Yeah, well, that's because they've got all those official sponsors. The official wine of Man United, the official car of Man United. We should be doing that.
Yeah, well, now they've got the official twat of Man United.
Wait, is that why he made me deal with Rod?
Well, it's not exactly something he'd want to his name before moving clubs, is it? Not after what you did with Dan.
Wait, what did I do with Dan?
Told clubs to stay away from him.
Oh, that was just friendly advice.
And then gave a list of reasons for why they should.
That is called being helpful.
A lot of that stuff was made up.
I have a very active imagination sometimes, all right? I like to paint pictures with my words. Oh, fucking hairy bollocks.
What?
My rash is bleeding.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Can you get me a tissue?
Oh, my God, get the fuck away from me.
Jess, please.
You're going to get blood in my wine.
I'm asking you to help.
Oh, my God. Get away from me. Use it.
The match programme. The bloody match programme.
Well, it will be in a minute.
God, look at me. Just look at me.
No thanks.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
I told you to stop picking at it.
Not the rash, Woody.
Honestly? I didn't think he'd go through with it. And that's not me calling him a backstabbing cunt. That's more... I'm shocked. I thought this place meant the world to him.
Yeah. Me too. You never think it's going to happen to you. I knew United were looking for a sporting director. Everybody knew, but you just don't think they're going to go for your sporting director.
Well, who would you replace him with?
Well, to be honest, I think I could handle the football side of things.
What formation are Fulham playing?
Fulham.
Yeah, what formation are they playing?
Today.
Yes, Patrick, today.
They're playing a 4-3-3.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. They've got... Mitrovic, Babel and Sessegnon as the front three.
No, they haven't.
OK, what are they playing then?
They're playing a 4-2-3-1.
Oh, whatever.
So you'd handle the football stuff, yeah?
I get your point. Maybe I'd bring in Nick the Prick.
Well, I wonder if United are looking for a comms director.
All right, fine. No Nick the Prick.
What are you so down about anyway?
Oh, what? Besides the fact that my sporting director has left me and I'm bleeding onto the match programme.
It's 0-0. We're not getting into Europa.
Jess, Sergio Rico is playing a fucking blinder. We should be 2-0 up. I don't know what Rod is playing at.
Maybe he's just making it really, really convincing.
Yeah, well, if we score, I'm going to sack him. And I will make that really, really convincing.
We had the whole game in our hands to try and make a difference, and we didn't do it.
Yeah.
We wasted it. It was 0-0 against Fulham.
Callum, I just...
And I, you know what? I got better things to do with my time. You can pay me.
No one wants to pay you, Callum. No one wants to pay you to watch the game.
I ain't doing it. So I'm off home. Wife's cooking dinner. And I'm going to have a pleasant evening.
Hold on a minute, Callum.
And I'm not going to think about Ashwood City or Patrick Nolan or Rod Meadows for the rest of the day.
Callum, it's nil-nil and it's half-time.
I know it's half-time.
And it's still in your hands.
I know it's half-time.
Well, this is,
I know
this is absurd.
Half-time.
I don't understand why you would...
I've gone home.
Because anything can happen. Surely this week has told us that anything can happen in football.
I do not deserve to be treated like that as a spectator. It's rubbish. I've had enough of it.
Woody.
Listen, Alex, if you're calling to tell me that I'm doing the wrong thing and I should come back...
No, I'm not. I'm wondering if you could, like, have a word and get me in there.
Oh, maybe?
Great, thanks.
Hey, Alex, what's it like there?
Tense. Stadium's pretty nervy. Obviously, we're in eighth as it stands now, so...
No, I know all that, for fuck's sake. I got the radio on. I mean, how's it with him?
Who? Patrick?
Yes.
I'm not sitting with them.
Why not?
I don't want to be associated with throwing a game. I've got a decent career ahead of me. I can't be getting involved in all that bung nonsense.
Is this a bung?
Isn't it?
Is it?
Well, what's a bung then?
I don't know. Google it.
I can't. I'm on the phone to you.
All right, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay, Google, what's a bung?
A bung is a secret payment that are sometimes part of football transfers. Taking a bung is against the rules of football. Agents get paid money for the part they play in the transfer.
Wait, what? We've done loads of them.
So it's not a bung, then?
Well, whatever it is, you're for it, but you don't want to be seen supporting it. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Like a Charlton fan or summit.
Right.
So, have you resigned then?
Not yet. Not technically.
Anyway. Sacked?
No, I just haven't got around to it. I'm not fucking sacked. I built that team, remember? And now it's going to be in the fucking Europa League, for fuck's sake.
Don't worry, everything's under control.
Oh, okay, I won't worry. Because it's been a perfectly fucking normal week for English football, hasn't it?
Yeah, but this is straightforward. We're after a nil-nil, not a miracle.
Before you know it, you'll have Patrick, Jess and Rod lying on the pitch like Ajax defenders.
Any other prophecies?
Aye, a giant grinning Peter Walton will appear before your eyes and you'll know you're fucked.
So, I guess, by your reckoning, we'll be joining you in Europa League next season.
Aye, come join the party. It's fancy dress. Everyone who's no one is here. Krasnodar, Real Betis, Genk.
Yeah, I'll bring the board now.
They're already here. You'll need something stronger. Leverkusen and Malmö are making out in the corner and Borisov is getting fingered by Spartak Moscow.
Fair enough. I'll bring the vodka.
A good idea. That'll go great with my Red Bull Salzburg.
Oh, teams are coming back out for second half now.
Any changes?
Rod started a weak side, so fucking hope not.
Good. Good.
What are you going to be like when you play us?
What do you mean?
Next season, how are you going to be able to do it?
It's called being a professional, Alex. Easy fucking peasy.
Sure.
What's happening now?
Woody.
What?
It's time to say goodbye.
Ah, okay. You shoot off.
No, not me. You.
Right.
Bye, mate.
Bye, pal.
I've just sent you a message.
I know. It's tough to vocalise how we feel sometimes.
It's my CV. Can you, give it to United.
Ah, okay.
No, you're the idiot, Callum. You're the idiot. Do not call in again. Right. Apologies. So, let's head back now because the teams are coming out for the
show. Oh, come on, fucking hell. Oh, for fuck's sake, come on.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
With 20 minutes left, the game is still poised at 0-0, and Ashwood remain outside of the Europa League places.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm actually going to have a heart attack. Feel that?
Yes, it's very quick, Patrick.
Oh, does that feel like a heart attack to you?
No, it just feels like your heart is beating fast. I'm sure it'd be the same if you locked eyes on a bag of cash.
That's what I am fucking doing. If we score, it's going to cost me 90 million quid, Jess. That is a whole Paul Pogba.
The cameras keep going on you. Can you please dab that disgusting rash?
Did you think of dab because I said Paul Pogba?
Just wipe the fucking blood away, Patrick.
The cameras are on me because I have never been so tense before in my life.
And they think it's because you're desperate for Europa League football.
Well, I'm obviously a very good actor.
Oh, Rod's making a sub.
He's bringing on another defender.
Why didn't Adeyemi start?
What do you think?
He's been brilliant these past
Jess,
years.
Keep up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Here comes the big man.
Substitution for Ashwood City, coming off number 8, Jones Lundgren, coming on number 5, Adeyemi.
Rod is making this too obvious.
Oh, so what? Maybe he just felt like bringing on a defender.
For a winger, Patrick.
Oh, come on. If Pep did that, they'd be wanking themselves stupid.
Oh, is this you painting a picture with your words again?
It was Nolan.
Oh, for
he was
fuck
a wanker.
Sake.
Just ignore him.
God.
Stop itching
it. He was a wanker.
Mate, I'm serious now. All right, shut the fuck up. You're in the wrong key.
Fuck off, mate.
No, it's my fuck club. Off. You fuck off.
Patrick, keep it together.
Your club? You're having a fucking
it is off, my mate club.
It's my fucking club, mate. This club belongs to us, mate. Not you, alright? So fuck off.
Oh, fuck. Just
you
enjoy the game.
Enjoy? Are we watching the same fucking game or what?
Oh, just shush. Thank you.
Well done, Patrick. You'd be the bigger man.
His name was Nolan.
What's the latest scores elsewhere?
Same. It's all good for us.
Great. And any news from Woody?
Nope. Nothing.
Right. Right. That is fucking it.
That's right. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Get the fuck. Get off me,
mother. Oh my god. We're something.
Fucking. Sorry you had to see that, Jess.
See what?
Me sorting him out.
If you didn't sort him out, he's right there. It looks like he's laughing.
Yeah, he's probably delirious from my punch combo.
Yeah, probably.
What a mug!
And I can tell you that it's still 0-0 at Dartley Park, and Steve is there pitch side. What's happening, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very much as you were on the pitch. These young kids that Rob Meadows has brought in have been
unable to break down Fulham. I don't think anybody's surprised by that, but a steward has just told me that there's been an altercation in the stands. It could have involved Patrick Nolan, probably involved Jess Say, but when I have more, I'll let you know. We will keep you updated on what happens at Dartley Park as we get it. Now, we've got to go to Anfield because there's been an update there.
You have 3 new messages.
Fucking hotline bling.
First new message.
Hey up, Woody pal, it's Gary. Briggsy. How's I doing, son? You're right. Listen, I've heard about the good news. I'm going to keep it to myself, so don't worry about it. Good on you, pal. Bring back the United way, my friend. That's what I say. Hey, listen.
Fuck off.
I've got good contacts around that place, you know. If you want to bring me in, we could sort that place out proper, straighten it up. Give us a call anyway, and well done again. Ashford's a sinking ship, pal. No, actually, it's a fucking dinghy. Time to get on board a fucking battle cruiser, eh? Give us a call, Woody.
Second new message.
Hey, Woody, man, it's Dan Watson. How you doing, bud? Just wanted to get in touch, see how you are, see what's new in the world of Chris Woodall. You know, I know we're at different clubs
fucking
now.
Fucking vultures, man. Jesus Christ.
Message deleted. Third new message.
Woody, it's Christine. Sorry to hear that you're going to be leaving us. Patrick has been in touch, and I just wanted to make sure you were free on the 18th for the awards night for your send-off. Okay, just give me a call when you can.
Excuse me, Mr. Nolan, we've had a call from the security office. Can I have a word?
Can it wait until after the game, please? Thank you.
No, it can't.
Oh, God.
Sick, can we stop having shots on target?
Hey, I've got a text from Alzawi. Look at that.
Dear Patrick, looking forward to working with you.
It's happening.
It's fucking happening.
Best 0-0 draw I have ever seen in my life.
Mr. Nolan, I need a word right now.
Not now.
Now.
Okay, then I'll have to call the police.
The police? What? Wait, what? Why?
Because you've assaulted a member of the public, sir.
No, I haven't.
Listen, I can see that you're bleeding from your scalp.
No, that's just evidence that he hit me.
I will remove him from the stands as well, Mr. Nolan, but you have to go as well.
This is ridiculous.
Would you like me to call the police?
Patrick, the game is basically over. Just go.
Jesus Christ. All right, fine. Fine, I'll sit in the bar, OK?
This way, please, sir.
I'll just get out of play. Come on. Come. No, don't complete the pass.
Can we put the fucking game on in here, please?
Aye, put the game on, for fuck's sake.
Woody?
Aye, pal.
What are you doing here?
I work here.
You do?
Aye, I do.
That's good to hear.
I figured we're going into a new era, you know?
Well, cheers to that.
Aye, cheers. Congratulations on the result.
You have to say, it looks like Ashwood have let it slip. A point will see them finish it.
I think they've blown it, personally. They're going to kick themselves because this was a great opportunity to take this club to the next level, and they've missed out on it.
Long ball from Chris Well. Amadou controls it. He's fouled in the air. That's a penalty.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck,
what the fuck do we do?
Fuck. Oh, God.
Woody, what the fuck do we do?
Think straight. Think straight. We need to change the penalty taker.
Oh, you don't say.
Tell Rod to change the penalty taker. If Broom takes that, it's going in.
Okay, I'll let Rod know. Oh, shit. No, wait. Sorry, I don't have the gift of telepathy.
Fucking hell.
Jesus
Christ.
This isn't happening. This is
shit. Fucking hell, right. I'm going down there.
Go, Woody, go. Save us. Save us.
We've got to go to Steve at Dartley Park. Something's happening, Steve.
Wally drama here. The final seconds at Dartley Park. And the Horse have a penalty. A penalty that, if scored, will send them into the Europa League.
Steve, I want to stop you. I've just got to stop you there. Is that Chris Woodall has just run past you? I just see it behind you. Can you see Chris Woodall?
Chris Warble?
No. Chris Woodall, the sporting director of Ashwood. He's just ran. Turn around, Steve. Turn around. He's just ran past you there. He's heading towards the dugout. Steven.
are you doing here?
Take it off, Boomin, now.
You're a fucking mad boy. Get out of it before someone spots you.
You know you're fired if this goes in, don't you? You know he'll do that, right?
Safe.
Fucking do it now. You're a good man, Rod. Now do the right thing.
Broomy, Broomy, Kieran, come here, son. Come here.
He's changing the penalty taker.
Who is? Rod?
Yeah, I think so. Broom's shouting at him.
Fucking hell.
Well, I can't quite believe what's going on here, John. And the game has taken another mad turn in that I think, from what I can work out, I think Rod Meadows, he's telling Kieran Broomy he can't take the penalty.
Some confusion here as the penalty kick is given to Akin Adeyemi.
Yes, yes,
not
yes,
Kieran.
Yes. Oh, go on, Adeyemi, you giant bastard.
To put Ashwood City into European football for the first time in 15 years, it's Adeyemi. It's a penalty.
Oh, no, no,
straight down
no.
The middle. Ashwood are heading to Europe. The season of discontent made glorious summer. It's coming to Kent.
Shit.
Thanks for listening to the 2018-19 season. The Offensive will return next season with additional Europa League episodes. Support the show by visiting the club shop at www.ashwoodcity.com. Follow at Ashwood City on Twitter for the latest news or to interact with the club. Thanks for listening and keep spreading the word. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.